Letter from the Director by Fenlon Lam. I was today years old when I found out that le droit de seigneur is a dramatic device used by Beaumarchais to heighten the stakes in his play Le Mariage de Figaro. Thanks to Catherine Smith, I learned a new fact about this opera that I've been in contact with since the very beginning of my career. Beaumarchais was publishing Voltaire's entire works and happened upon his comedy Le Droit du Seigneur. While the practice may or may not have been in use during medieval times, it certainly wasn't followed by the time Mozart and De Ponte were collaborating and adapting the Beaumarchais play into operatic form. My incorrect assumptions, as well as my complete belief in this being a real custom in use in 1786, probably stem from the absolute perfection that is this opera, both dramatically and musically. Each of the characters is so well drawn, and every bit of music supports their individual dramatic arc so perfectly. Truly a marriage in and of itself. As a consequence, I've always been caught up with and incensed by Susanna's plight, and the Countess's fears and sadness as they both grapple with the consequences of the Count's unwanted advances. Figaro's jealousy and struggles are so very human when faced with Il Signore's desire for his fiancée. Cherubino's continual mooning and crooning are the very height of innocent teenaged angst and contrast. Marcellina and Bartolo's scheming, juxtaposed by tender tangos and longing for their lost love child, show all the complexities of a life long lived. And the Count appears as the consummate ladies' man and philanderer, covering up for his declining virility. Themes as old as time, and yet there is an undercurrent of revolution throughout. The idea of change for the better, and surprising outcomes bubbling beneath the surface. In the end, it's the element of surprise in this opera that is most winning for me. The continued intrigue after almost 30 years in proximity. I sang Cherubino as a student in conservatory. I transitioned into Marcellina in my career as a mezzo. The Marriage of Figaro was one of the first operas I directed professionally. I've directed countless scenes from the opera and taught young Cherubinos and Marcellinas the commedia and the drama of their character on their professional side. Through all of these experiences, there is always a surprising and delightful something to discover, a new angle to investigate, or a thoughtful insight from a new perspective. The element of surprise and the human frailty that exists in each of the characters finds its way into my heart more than any other opera. Every time I watch with bated breath and clenched fist as the Count's unsavory intentions challenge everyone on the stage, each time I'm shocked at the depth of his most heartfelt apology and the Countess's absolute lesson in grace, love, and forgiveness. I am so looking forward to this next installment with our vibrant cast, conductor, production team, and designers. The possibility of new discovery together is thrilling.